السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب خطبے میں نے
حضور سے ان مائی لاسٹ سرمن آئی ہیڈ ڈسکس دی ڈکشنری میننگ آف الرب اینڈ ہیڈ ریڈ آؤٹ اے کوٹیشن آف پرومسڈ مسیح علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام. I will continue with the same subject today. In the quotation of Promised Messiah, he had said that he had explained the attribute Ar-Rab of God. In brief, what he said was that Allah is an existence which has all the qualities and attributes which some of which we know and some we don't, and all these attributes have reached to its climax as far as perfection is concerned. He is free of all flaws and shortcomings, and he is at the highest stage of beauty and the favors. His beauty and his goodness manifest from with his attributes. It has reached to that highest point of beauty which man cannot encompass. The whatever blessings and graces Rabbul Alameen showers on man is purely the grace of God, not the achievement of man. It is such a goodness and favor that let alone comparing it to something, you cannot encompass it. Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that this attribute of Ihsan of God has been manifested with the manifestation of a rub attribute. And whatever creation there is in the universe, which we know, or maybe some we don't know, whatever the scientists have covered or not covered, all this creation is benefiting from the rub attribute of God. If man were to reflect on himself, then untold favors of God one will see. There are such incidents in one's life that man passes through, experiences that as a result of rub attribute and his favors, that one is protected from the evil consequences of his of those accidents. Many people do face accidents and they say that the car was so damaged in the accident that how could the people in the car be saved, and how could they be, could come out unscathed? And everyone faces such incidents, and I also had faced such accidents in Ghana, where when you look at them, your certitude on the rub attribute increases. The situation sometimes was so bad that many of the essentials could not be get. And Allah continued to look after and continued to nurture us and brought us up. And He also saved us from most dangerous situations. And everyone has such experiences. If everyone to reflect over oneself, it is only the rub attribute of God that it protects him from various things and nurtures him, and under whose favors man is burdened. Rabbul Alameen is not just taking you out of the difficult situation, but his favor is that he is also sending rains of his blessings. Not only is his favor to remove your problems and difficulties, but he is also blessing you. He is bestowing his blessings on you. If one does not lose this feeling and realization that a man can never count the blessings of rub attribute of God, so Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam reminds us that this treatment of favor of God, which is at the climax of its perfection with his servant, it demands, and a believer must pay attention and turn to God and be pulled towards him, whose the blessings and favors can never be compared to anything. And as a result of this treatment of God, such you should become such worshipful and worship God in such a way which should be with the excitement of soul, with the passion of soul. Such a worship which should have an attraction and attachment. It should not be just form-filling worship. This is the manifestation of the rub attribute of God, which should be displayed by a believer. Allah has explained various aspects of this in the Holy Quran, that Allah's attributes of rub attribute, where and which places it operates, how Allah blesses man And Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in these times had explained to me us from various angles that how much blessings Allah is bestowing us with reference to this attribute of God. Among the interpreters is Allama Razi, and he has compiled an interpretation and a tafsir of the Holy Quran. After proving the unity of God, he says Allah is Rabbul Alameen. It is because as long as a thing is existing, Allah is giving it a life and sustains it and supports it and puts it to the right path. And for the life of anyone, whatever is needed, he is providing it. Then he says further, that Murabbi, that is the one who nurtures someone, are of two kinds. One who nurtures one and brings him up so that the Murabbi, that is the one who is nurturing it, he should benefit himself. And secondly, the other who nurtures something in such a way that the one who is being nurtured, he should benefit from it. And he should not have a personal benefit, but it is the benefit of the one he is nurturing. So, among all the creatures, the nurturing is of the first type that is in the world, that a man who is nurturing someone or bringing him up so that he can benefit from it. So that that is why he nurtures and trains others so that they themselves also benefit from it. Whether or not this benefit is of reward or of praise, that he is benefiting in such a way which is material benefit, or that some people have kept some people within their homes so that they can praise them. They gather them so that in their meetings they praise them. And so he says, whereas the second type of Murabbi, the nurturer, is Allah. He says that, O mankind, I have created you so that you take benefit from me, not that I should benefit from it. So, opposed to the human nurturers, Allah does nurture and does favor for the benefit of the one he nurtures. And his Rabb attribute is from various angles. And firstly, I have told you the difference. Then the second difference is that whenever someone other than Allah is nurturing someone, that he has a shortcoming in his treasures as far as he nurtures it. But Allah is far above the shortcomings and any flaws. When he nurtures, as he says, "Immin shayin illa indana khazainuhu wa ma nunazziluhu biqadarin ma'lum." Then he says further that the third point is that whosoever is doing favor when someone demands someone, and they get upset, and the one who persists, a poor man, they are upset and push him away. Whereas according to the hadith, God, Inna Allah Ta'ala yuhibbul fidda'i, that Allah loves those who continue with their humility and their insistence on prayer. Then secondly say that beside God, those who do favor are such that unless you beg from Him, they don't give it to you. Whereas Allah does bestow without the demand or questioning. For example, where there is in the womb of the mother, there is initial stage of development of child, then Allah had protected it and does favor, when you were deprived of intelligence or guidance or anything. So the next is the favor which ends when the one who is doing favor dies. That if the situation of the one who is doing favor to you or he dies, then his favors ends. Whereas Allah's favors never come to an end. Also, beside Allah, anyone who does favor, it restricts his favor to a particular people. It is not possible for one to generally he should do favor to the whole world. Whereas the benefit of Allah's favors and nurturing is reaching everything, as Allah says, Rahmati wasi'at kulla shay, that my compassion and my mercy encompasses everything. All these matters, these things prove that Allah is Rabbul Alameen and is doing favor to the whole creation. That is why Allah has said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That all praise belongs to Allah, who is the Lord of all the worlds. That whereas Allah is benefiting physically the man, He's also giving him spiritual benefit. That is not restricted just to the physical benefits, which is reaching different nations, different places, in different situations. Allah continues to send reformers and prophets so that the man's spiritual training is also continuing at the same time. He also says that the Rabb attribute and the nurturing or training is the Rabb attribute indicates towards nurturing and development. That as the next chapter says, that Allah has made Rabb attribute a means of Allah's development in the next world. That as He is continuing to nurture people previously, so from the mouth of the servant it says that, O Allah, nurturing is Your attribute, and You do not let me deprived of my hopes and my nurturing. And he says about the last chapter of Falak and the last chapter, that is the An-Nas, that the Rabb attribute has been mentioned here, that Allah is that being whose Rabb attribute and His favor will never come to an end, O my servant. So this also indicates that in future also the option, the possibility of prophethood is open, where the other Muslims do not accept it. That Allah raises prophets for spiritual training and guidance of man. So if you have full faith in the Rabb attribute of God, then you must also be certain that in future also Allah can raise prophets, whereas other of our friends, that is non-Ahmadis, say he cannot. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that Allah is God of the whole universe, and as He has maintained the needs of the physical needs, And for all the creatures He has created these means equally for all of them, and from our way He is Rabbul, for this He is Rabbul Alameen, which includes air, light, and grains. and He has created this for everyone. And similarly, for all nations He has been raising from time to time guides, spiritual guides and reformers. As Allama Razi had also said, that He bestows on you with before you ask for it, before you beg for it. So when Allah thinks that the people are being misguided, He sends a reformer. So Promised Messiah says that those people and those religions who think that Allah has specially chosen them, as Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, the Aryas, Jews and Christians, they think that only the reformer and prophets can only be raised among them. But no prophet can be raised outside the children of Israel. Israelites, Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that with this statement they do not consider Allah the Lord of all the worlds. The concept of Islam, of God, is of Rabbul Alameen. Therefore, the Holy Quran has been started with this word. Therefore, Promised Messiah says that to reject these wrong thoughts, Allah has started Holy Quran from this verse, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And from various places in the Holy Quran, He has said that this is not true and right, that the prophets only come from a particular people or particular religion, and Allah has never ignored any people, any country, and Allah has showed from various this that Allah is nurturing them physically in every country. Similarly, Allah has also blessed them with his spiritual training and nurturing. As Allah says, وَإِمْ مِنْ عُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَا فِيهَا نَزِيرٌ. Oh, that no people are there to whom a prophet has not been sent. So Promised Messiah says this should be admitted and accepted without questioning and debate, that Allah is Rabbul Alameen, and His Rabb attribute is not limited to a nation, nor to a time, nor to a particular country, whereas He is the Lord of all the country, all the people, all the countries, all the physical places. That is, He is a Rabb of all the places, all the countries. He is a Rabb of all the countries. He is the source of all blessings. And every power, whether it's physical or spiritual, comes from Him. And everything which exists is nurtured by Him, and He is the support of all existence. Allah's blessing is widespread, which is over all the time, all the people, all the places, so that no people can complain that Allah has favored such and such people, but did not favor us. Or He had given a book for guidance for such people, but we were not given. Or such and such people He manifested with the revelation and with the miracles, but not for us. And so Allah has removed all these objections and has shown such eternal attribute that He has not deprived anyone from physical or spiritual benefits, nor let anyone be any time be deprived of these. Therefore, in this time we are fortunate that we have been bestowed this blessing in the way of believing in Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. This puts a great responsibility on us. In the Holy Quran, in various ways, Allah has said about this attribute of God, as I had explained in my last sermon also, that hundreds of places Allah has mentioned His Rabb attribute. and he has, from various ways, he had made the believers realize and has clarified this point, that your life and your safety and protection, whether it is physical or spiritual. Allah says that all this is linked with my existence and depends on my existence, I who am your Lord. Therefore, you should always kneel to me and continue to beg from me. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُنِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. That your Lord said, call on me, I will respond to you. And those who think they are above worshipping me, they will definitely be disgraced and enter hell. Therefore, you must always remember that the one who fulfills your needs, Allah says, it is me. Whatever you has been bestowed on you, and whatever life you have passed, it was because of my blessings, because of my favors. And therefore, you should always remember that you must never kneel to anyone else. But you must always keep this in mind, that these were the blessings and favors of God, who is our Lord. Therefore, Allah says, always call on me, I listen to your prayers, and present your needs to me, I will fulfill them. If you will not worship me, then because of the Rabb attribute, Allah is fulfilling all the needs as far as the physical needs are concerned. But then on the day of judgment, then such people will enter hell. And therefore Allah says that you should continue to worship me. Then Allah says, Allahu allazi ja'ala lakumul layla litaskunu fihi wan nahara mubsira. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. That Allah is He who has created night so that you can have rest, and has made the day illuminating and shining, and certainly Allah does great favor to man, but man is not grateful. And this verse, Allah has reminded us to be grateful to Him, and that under His Rabb attribute, how great means He has provided to us. And this demands that we should render thanks to Him and be their thankful servant. By creating day and night for your work, and created facility for your work and for your rest. If for work and for rest I have put something within your nature, I also created the circumstances in which you can benefit the most. You should ponder over this and become one of the grateful servants. Then says, "Alaykum Allahu Rabbukum Khaliqu Kulli Shay, La Ilaha Illahu, Fa Anna Tufakun." This is Allah, your Lord, who has created everything. There is none worthy of worship beside Him. So where have you been turned to, or misguided? Then it says that further, that I have done so many favors that you cannot count them. Therefore, you remember you have to worship Him alone. And by becoming His grateful servant, by kneeling to Him, by begging from Him, you must not search for another Rabb. By being misguided by Satan, do not deny God. Do not reject God, that He alone is the one who is God, who you should worship, none else you should worship. And then He says, كَذَلِكَ يُوَفَّ كُلَّ زِينَ كَانُوا بِعَيَتِنَا يَشَدُونَ. Similarly, that those people are misguided who deny Allah's signs. Then Allah says, اللہ الذی جعل لکم الارض قرارا والسماء بناء وصورکم فأحسن صورکم ورزقکم من الطیبات ذلکم اللہ ربکم فتبارک اللہ رب العالمین. Which means Allah is He who has made the earth for you to settle and has made the skies and heaven for your life and has given you form and has made your form best and has given you the best food. This is your Lord and He is Lord of blessing, who is the Lord of all the worlds. Therefore, do not be misguided by someone and waylaid by someone. You should make a contact with this God who before your birth had created all means of your life and your protection. He has put untold creatures of earth and heaven to serve you and given you a beautiful form and has given you sustenance. All these things and all these material things should continue to remind you that there is a Lord who is a Lord of all the worlds. If you were to continue to kneel to Him, then He will multiply the blessings further. If you will become grateful servant, His blessings will be multiplied, you will be granted more, and your physical and spiritual needs will continue to be fulfilled. Then Allah says, هو الحي لا إله إلا هو فدوه مخلصين له الدين الحمد لله رب العالمين. He is living. Beside Him, there is none worthy of worship. Therefore, by purifying your faith for Him, call on Him. The perfect praise is for Lord who has created all the worlds. So, all these verses are reminding you to the same subject. And these are the verses of the same chapter and they are in that order. So, Allah is putting emphasis again on the same point that you should keep the spiritual and material needs in front and by being fulfilled. And by keeping these in view, you should purify yourself and exclusively worship of God, because He is living God and everything else is to come to an end. Therefore, do not pursue the temporary things of the world, but develop a contact with this living God who is the Lord of all the worlds. He is the creator and supporter of all the worlds, because in this lies your physical and spiritual life. Therefore, Allah is reminding us of various favors that we should worship Him and we should consider Him Rabbul Alameen, Him alone, Rabbul Alameen. And this is all for our own good, that a man sometimes is tempted by Satan and misguided by him. Therefore, he should continue to save himself from satanic misguidance. It is all this because our Lord is a loving Lord. And He is showing us paths to better end, that following these paths we can make our end better. Otherwise, Satan is hiding on the way and is standing on the way to waylay us. Allah, who is our Lord, He does not need anything from us. Allah does is pleased, Allah is pleased with His servants to which do good thing, but He does not need Allah that they should worship God, but He is pleased because they are following the right path and will save themselves from hell. Allah is pleased more by His good servants who are turning to the path more than the mother who is pleased when she finds a lost child. How Allah blesses us by doing good works, there is a hadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with me, reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whosoever will give in charity from good earned income even a single date, then Allah accepts with His right hand and then continues to multiply it as one of you nurtures the little young one of the horse, your horse, that he stops growing at a certain age, but Allah increases so much of what you spend in charity that it becomes like a huge mountain. So these are the standards of favors of our Lord. Can a servant like to go elsewhere by ignoring Him? He can never do so. But unconsciously, we do make some mistakes which are going against Allah's pleasure, against His teaching, against His blessings. Therefore, always you should seek His forgiveness. And Allah has shown us the paths of seeking forgiveness from Him by the same Lord, so that these continuation of blessing should never come to an end. Therefore, Allah says that you should continually to beg istighfar from Me, beg forgiveness for your sins, so that I can continue to send rains of My blessings on you. Therefore, every Ahmadi should always continue to repeat Rabbun Allah in his mind in this time when everyone has held various Lord which are hiding, and the idolatry has reached its climax by denying the Imam of the time. Even the Muslims are also restricting this Rabb attribute, that for reformation of this time, Allah cannot send a prophet. On one side, they show there is a need, and on the other hand, they are denying this attribute of Rabb attribute of God. Even in such situations, Allah says that under this attribute of Mine, I give you without the begging, and I create better situation. So where you are as begging from Him, He is not giving it to you. Therefore, these Muslims have restricted themselves this attribute, and the one who has been raised, they do not accept him. They cannot think that a reformer can come, and then the result is there is widespread unrest and disturbance, especially in the Muslim countries. So in such situations, such circumstances, it's only an Ahmadi who has the true knowledge of Allah's Rabb attribute, and it should be. If we did not do our duty, if we by keeping our worship alive and do not fresh, do not become the servant of God, and did not show the true respect of His nurturing and His favor, as promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has told us, and did not mold us according to the teaching which promised Messiah has given it to us, given to us and he wanted to apply on us and wanted to expect from us. So then our claim will only be empty claims that we have recognized our God and we worship Him. Allah cannot give you blessings on just claims, empty claims. And Allah says you should purify yourself and exclusively worship me. And we should recognize God and realize His blessings so that we can make other people aware of this beauty of God and His favors. People are born in the world who worship one and only God and as much as possible so that there is peace.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله